A cholera outbreak in Yemen has killed more than 1,300 people since April. The World Health Organization says the country is facing the world's worst outbreak of the disease, and more than 300,000 people could be infected by the end of August. Health officials blame the disaster on the ongoing civil war there. Johannes Brewer is deputy head of delegation for the International Committee of the Red Cross, and he joins us now by Skype from Sana'a, the capital of Yemen. Johannes, welcome.
Hello.
I understand that you have witnessed nothing short of atrocious conditions there in Sana'a where you are. What have you seen inside the hospitals?
Well, at the beginning of the outbreak especially, things were pretty hairy inside the different hospitals. We saw up to four people per bed. We saw patients lying in hallways, children dying. You saw people with infusions in parking areas hooked to car windows because there were no room. We had different cases of relatives fighting for loved ones to get admittance to hospitals because they were sick and hospitals were overfull. It was a pretty difficult scene to digest.
Is it getting worse?
The cholera outbreak is getting worse for sure. At the moment, we're seeing more than 230,000 cases already. But at least the health system has somehow managed to ramp up its response, and slowly but surely the response is improving. We're seeing also a mortality rate that's decreasing at the moment of 0.6%, as opposed to more than 1% at the start of the outbreak.
You say the health systems are ramping up. How is that possible? Because we're reading that many of the hospitals have been destroyed. Many doctors are not getting paid. And this is a direct result of the war between Houthi rebels and the government that's been raging now for 2 years. Major basic infrastructure is falling apart.
That's right. Most people are working for free. Basically, in the health centers we support, we see immense dedication from healthcare professionals, people working with no salary for the last 10 months. So this basic generosity is what's keeping it afloat at the moment. It's, I would say, the last line that's stopping the whole system from collapsing. Some medical supplies are coming in. Ourselves, the Red Cross movement, as well as MSF, Medicine Sans Frontières, as well as WHO. It's still not enough, but at least the response is improving.
And what's caused this outbreak? Is it the fact that, for instance, sewers are now dysfunctional across the entire country?
It's a real combination of different factors. For one, as you mentioned, the sewer stopped functioning in Sana'a 10 days before the outbreak started, the current outbreak. Across the country, we've seen sewer systems collapsing. We've seen water systems also collapsing, so people relying on different unsafe sources of water. We're also seeing garbage collection not being done in major urban centers. So this is also contributing.
The Saudi royal family has donated $67 million to help contain the outbreak. It's also responsible for the bombing campaign as it backs government troops against the rebels. How is that donation being perceived on the ground where you are?
The ICRC did not receive part of this donation to distribute, so I cannot comment on how it's being perceived on the ground. But as a humanitarian worker, all the contributions that we could receive at this moment would be useful. That said, we do believe that the solution to this outbreak is a political one.
How so?
The country is already on its knees, and it will continue to deteriorate even after this cholera outbreak, with a lot of systems already collapsing. If the war continues, the consequences will be even more dire.
And this is a country that you've been to many times. You say it's a country that you love, but you're there not only in the midst of this cholera outbreak. You're also, as you say, sitting in the middle of a war that's killed 10,000 people. What are the conditions like just to live there in Sana'a?
Even in 2010, when I was living here, we used to have 24-hour electricity in most of the towns and cities in the country. There was running water. It was absolutely normal. And at the moment, what we have is maybe 2 hours of electricity every day or 2 days. It's a country that's definitely been pushed back a few decades in terms of development.
And I understand that you can even hear the airstrikes and the fighting going on from where you are sometimes. Are you concerned about your own health, your own safety?
No, not too concerned about our own safety, because the Red Cross is a protective emblem under the Geneva Convention. So our premises are all marked and notified to parties to the conflict. But that said, you do hear a lot of airstrikes relatively close by. You do sometimes see the smoke. You see the planes flying over. It is still a war zone.
Hmm. Johannes Brewer is deputy head of delegation for the International Committee of the Red Cross there in Sana'a, Yemen. Johannes, thank you and good luck.
Thank you.